We refer to this gathering of God's people as a community of Christ, a community of love. Today we celebrate in remembrance and thanksgiving the greatest act of God's love towards all of humanity. In Jesus' life and death and resurrection, in Jesus Christ, the whole of creation is reconciled and renewed by the Creator God. This is your cue. Hallelujah. It's all right, you'll surprise me later. The Apostle Paul, in his letter, which in our Bibles we have chapters, it was just a letter, but in chapter 11 it says to the church in Corinth, it gives an account of this meal, this communion meal that we're going to celebrate this morning. It says that he shared the Passover meal with his disciples on the night before he was betrayed. And we share those same words in our commemoration today. Paul is speaking to a church that had issues. And he's seeking to correct them and to encourage them, to lift them up. For them to recognize that they're the body of Christ. They are, you are a community of love. The communion meal that we're going to share is referred to, or the early Methodists referred to this meal. Sorry, I faced the speakers, did I? The early Methodists referred to this meal as a love feast.
Hallelujah.
An agape meal. An agape means the pure love of God.
Amen.
For each and every one of us, my brothers and sisters, the pure love of God, because we are, you are, God's beloved. Paul then moves on in this letter to this church in Corinth, which speaks to us today. And he talks about the Holy Spirit. And he talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And he makes a point to the community that the Spirit is given for the common good. The Spirit is for the common good. He continues and he says, when we're baptized by the one Spirit, we form one body. No matter rich or poor, no matter ethnic background or cultural background or skin colour, we are all given of the one Spirit to drink, Paul says. And so when we receive the fruit of the vine this morning, it is of the one Spirit that we drink. I wonder if we're getting the power of this. I know this is stuff that you've heard and I've said lots of times, but all of our differences don't matter. We're Christ's body. We're the community of love. There's no division in the body. Each of us shares equally, Paul says. Each has a role. Each has a part to play. If one part suffers, we all suffer with them. And that's why we hold Shana and family up in prayer. And if one part is honored, we all rejoice with them. And that's why I'm delighted that that young man's going to be ordained this afternoon. Because it's such a joy in his family. Paul goes next in the letter to remind the church, to remind us, that the most excellent way is the way of love. Chapter 13. The most excellent way is the way of love. He says that there's three things that remain after everything else ceases. Faith and hope and love, but the greatest of these is love.
Hallelujah.
Amen, sister. So, beloved, you are body of Christ, community of love who drink this day of the one Spirit for the common good. That is for this community of love, but more broadly, so that Christ's love and you as body show and reflect that love in you in the communities of the rural area in Palmerston from which you come. So I said before, Glenda was keen for you to follow the Jesus story after the resurrection. And that's why we had the Emmaus Road reading this morning, chapter 24 of Luke. And this sermon, in fact, is entitled Jesus is Revealed in the Breaking of Bread. You probably know that Emmaus Road story reasonably well. But for the sake of the young ones, who maybe don't, let me just go through it a little bit. There's two disciples. They're on the road. They've left Jerusalem. They're grief-stricken. Jesus has been crucified. All their hopes are dashed because they thought Jesus was going to be the one that took them out from under Roman oppression. Some of the women have come and said that Jesus is alive. How can that be? He was the one that was supposed to free them from the tyranny of Rome. And as they're having this conversation, a stranger joins them and walks along with them and asks them, you know, what have you been talking about on the road? And when they answer, the stranger begins to share with them from the Hebrew Scriptures. He explains the ancient text and what they say about the one called the Messiah. It's strangely exciting to hear what this stranger is sharing from the Hebrew Scriptures. Indeed, later they remark that their hearts were burning within them as he talked. I wonder if that happens to you sometimes. Sometimes when the Jesus story is being said, does your heart burn? I said before, I shed a tear. That's what happens to me a lot. I cry when I hear the Jesus story these days. I wonder what happens for you. I wonder what happened for you over Easter. Anyway. They invite the stranger to come in to have food and to rest because the day is nearly over. And of course, if you've ever been in that situation where you're pretty excited about the conversation you're having, you don't want it to end. You don't want it to end. You want it to keep going. I remember when we were younger, Roz and I had a great relationship with Roz's sister and her husband. And we would go and visit them in Victoria. And we would drive away and we'd get about 2 hours up the road and we'd turn around and go back. Because we loved that time we were having with them. So they invite this stranger in because they don't want it to end the conversation that they're having. And the stranger agrees and goes in to share a meal with them. And as was this stranger's custom, he took bread like we're going to do this morning and he broke the bread and he gave it to them. Immediately Their eyes are open and they realize this stranger is the risen Christ. Yes, he is indeed alive.
Hallelujah!
I thought you might get that one. Beloved, we're going to share this meal soon. It is a love feast, an agape meal. God's pure love poured out for us. Jesus is alive. Jesus lives through you and through me.
Absolutely.
This meal is about renewing that in us. We take broken bread. We take his broken body into our lives for wholeness. We take a cup of the fruit of the vine, wellspring of hope for us. We remember together in this very personal infilling for each one of us that this act, this meal of God's grace, makes us one in Christ. So it's both personal and it's corporate, and that's why we do it together. Jesus is revealed to us in the breaking of bread. Cover that up. And Jesus is revealed in us. That's the mystery of grace and of the Spirit at work in our lives. Jesus said, and we sang about it before, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never be in darkness, will never walk in darkness,
hallelujah,
but will have the light of life. Sometimes in my prayers for others, I pray that they would be filled with the light and love and life of Jesus.
Amen.
That's the promise. He's the light of the world. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine in me that I might shine forth your light. Beloved, in you is light and is love and is the life of Christ. Today, we receive afresh the body and the blood of Christ. And through this, we are renewed to shine Christ, to share Christ's love in the world, both individually and as the community of Christ. Amen.